One of the most controversial members of Congress in recent years is running to reclaim her seat. Cynthia McKinney, an African-American from Georgia, was tossed out of her House seat 2 years ago, but this year, with her successor leaving to run for the Senate, McKinney has a chance to return to Congress. Georgia holds its congressional primaries this Tuesday. McKinney has a good chance to advance to a second round for the Democratic Party nomination, and that nomination would be tantamount to victory in an overwhelmingly Democratic district. Joshua Leves has this report from Atlanta.
The decision by Congresswoman Denise Majette to run for the Senate was a surprise, and it threw the race to succeed her into a wide-open contest. Cynthia McKinney, whose fiery rhetoric during 10 years in Congress polarized many in the district, is one of six Democrats on the ballot. At a recent candidates' forum, she showed that her strong feelings have not cooled.
We have grave problems that are being exacerbated by the Bush administration. First and foremost is the war and the fact that we're spending $191 billion already appropriated for war. The Pentagon admits that it's lost $2.3 trillion, and for every $5 billion we spend, it's lost track of one.
A Pentagon spokeswoman called the accusations false and said, "We are good stewards of the taxpayers' dollars." While McKinney stays on the offensive, she has tried to bury the fallout from a 2002 interview in which she said, quote, "What did this administration know and when did it know it about the events of September 11th? Who else knew and why did they not warn the innocent people of New York who were needlessly murdered?" She also said persons close to this administration are poised to make huge profits off America's new war. Some lawmakers from her own party slammed her for suggesting the Bush administration may have knowingly allowed the attacks.
She literally talked herself out of Congress.
Emory University political science professor Merle Black says her comments were the last straw for voters already upset over her other controversial actions, including condemnations of Israel. This spring, McKinney told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution she never meant to suggest President Bush allowed 9/11 to happen so his friends could make money. And she argues the investigations into pre-war intelligence helped justify her comments. But Merle Black says it's not enough.
She really can't reinvent herself on that. And I think that's one of the reasons why, even though I think she still retains a lot of support within the district, she's still going to be viewed as a very controversial representative.
Talking with voters makes that clear. Longtime community activist Coleman Seward is a supporter.
I like her. I like her spunk. She's courageous. She's honest. She has great integrity. She tell it like it is, and you can trust her.
I think she was an embarrassment. I think she has done the district a disservice.
That's Randy Schwartz, a home designer and builder.
I don't think she has ideas to put forward. I think that she's focused in on a small segment of the electorate, and she tailors her rhetoric and she tailors her public persona to that small segment now.
2 years ago, people like Schwartz put Denise Majette in office with help from some Republicans who voted in the Democratic primary. That's allowed in Georgia, which has no party registration. The district is majority African American, and the primary is seen as the real contest. This year, there's no single candidate people are rallying behind. Analysts expect McKinney to sail past her three black opponents, two state senators and a young businessman, and face a runoff against one of two white candidates. One is Kathy Woolard, former president of the Atlanta City Council, who's reaching out to urban voters.
I've watched and waited and kind of agonized, if you will, over why Washington doesn't have an agenda for urban America.
The other is State Senator Liana Levitin, former CEO of DeKalb County, which constitutes most of the district. Originally from Vienna, she promises to be a voice for everyone.
And I recognize as the only candidate that is an American by choice, I know what it is to bring people together, not just talk, but talk to the people.
It's a refrain you hear often from the candidates facing McKinney. They promise to be bridge builders and not do anything that would divide the district. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.